Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Welcome to Coro is a Crush, where we discuss all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. I'm your host, Neek Austin, the heart and soul behind Coro & Company, a stationery and gift brand that celebrates the power of self-love and faith. I am beyond thrilled to welcome you back to season 5 of the Coro is a Crush podcast. After a 6-month hiatus, I'm diving headfirst into a brand new season with fresh perspectives and exciting content that's going to fuel your drive and elevate your game. Now, today, I'm talking about how to harness the energy of this new season to tackle your end of the year goals like a pro. Whether you're looking to crush it in your career, transform your personal life, or simply finish the year strong, this episode is packed with actionable strategies and real talk to get you moving forward. So, go ahead and get your cup of coffee. Go ahead and get your cup of tea, because we're getting ready to kickstart your journey and make the most out of these last few months of 2024. Let's dive in and turn those dreams into reality. Welcome back to Coro is a Crush. Again, let's make this season unforgettable. We'll get into today's topic right after these messages. Here at Coro, we got a few things going on this month that you might want to pay attention to. Hey, nail art lovers, get ready to unleash your creativity with my annual 30-day nail art challenge. It started September the 1st, but you can join me for this month of bold designs, inspiring themes, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, this challenge is all about expressing yourself through stunning nail art. Check us out on our main IG page at Coro & Company. Let's make this the most colorful month yet. Exciting news! Coro & Company is now available at 2 amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar in Williamsburg, Virginia, but we are also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake and Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booths at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F as in Frank 120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23118, and the Blake and Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Coro's deals, and you don't want to miss those. Go to our website, www.coroandcompany.com, to sign. And we're back. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us today. For this episode, you can see full show notes on my website at coroandcompany.com. Now, let's dive into today's episode. So if you haven't heard my podcast, Coro is a Crush, I suggest that you go on Spotify.com, make sure that you click on subscribe, and catch up to the 4 last seasons that we have had. I have 2 different types of segments. Well, actually, 1 segment in particular is called Expand Your Empire, where I invite guest small business owners to join me on my podcast and we just chit chat and, you know, chop it up and talk about different things about being a business owner, whether it's being a small business owner just starting out, or you're a veteran business owner, or you're a mompreneur, or you're an older small business owner and been in the game for a while. We just talk about different things that small business owners actually go through. So if you are looking to become a guest host, contact me through my email at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. It is right there on the screen as you can see it. And make sure that you send us an email if you want to become a guest host on the podcast. Also, make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel right here at Coro is a Crush Podcast. YouTube.com/@Coro is a Crush. And if you are also on Apple iTunes, make sure that you leave us a review. More reviews for us helps us build a better podcast studio. But not only that, also to just give back and make sure that y'all are being ministered to in the way that y'all need to be ministered to in today's time. We also get Coro is a Crush merch just coming out for season 5. As you can see, I have on the t-shirt, but if you check out right here, I also have it on my website, coroandcompany.com/CCP merch. Make sure that y'all go check out the merch. We got t-shirts and we also have mugs for y'all to check out. I don't know if I want to do a giveaway, but y'all let me know in the comments below if y'all want a giveaway for a t-shirt and a mug combo. I don't know, but y'all let me know what y'all want, okay? So for each part of the podcast segments, we have a thing called today's topic. And so we're going to get into today's topic, which is called Fresh Start Frenzy, Mastering Your End of Year Goals. Fresh Start Frenzy, Mastering Your End of Year Goals. All right, people, let's get into the heart of this. We're talking about how to kick off this season by mastering your end of year goals. We'll explore practical steps to set and achieve your goals, keep yourself motivated, and make the most out of every opportunity that comes your way. Whether you've been crushing it all year or feel like you're just getting started, now is the perfect time to realign, refocus, and make these last few months count. I want you to take some notes because you're definitely gonna need it. I got 4 things that I'm gonna talk to y'all about today. The first thing we're gonna talk about is set clear, actionable goals. Now let's start with the foundation, goal setting. The reason so many people struggle to reach their goals is not for the lack of ambition, it's often because their goals aren't clearly defined. And that's where SMART goals come in. And there's 5 different things with a SMART goal. Number 1, specific. Get crystal clear on what you want to achieve. Don't just say, I want to get healthier. Instead, let's change that around and let's say this. I want to work out 3 times a week and eat a balanced diet, okay? Number 2, we got measurable. How will you track your progress? Set milestones or use tools like journals or apps to keep yourself accountable. Then you got number 3, achievable. Make sure that your goals are realistic, okay? Aim high, but don't set yourself up for failure by setting impossible targets. Like, don't try to aim up here when you know you need to start down here, okay? Number 4, we have relevant. Your goals should align with your broader life ambitions. Ask yourself, is this goal really what I want? Don't do the goal because somebody is telling you to do the goal. Do the goal because your intuition is telling you this is what you need to do. And number 5, time bound. Set a deadline. A goal without a deadline is just a dream. Having a set date creates a sense of urgency and helps keep you on track. All right, so let's go into number 2, create a roadmap. Once you set your SMART goals, remember SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. Once you set your SMART goals, it's time to map out how you're going to achieve them. This is your game plan right here, your step-by-step guide to success. Let's break it down. Big goals can make you feel a little bit overwhelming. We're going to break them into smaller actionable tasks. For example, if your goal is to launch a side hustle by the end of this year, then your smaller tasks might include researching your market, setting up a website, and building a social media presence. Second thing, set deadlines. Each task should have its own deadline to keep you moving forward. This also helps you prioritize what needs to be done now and actually what can wait. The third part from that, track your progress. Use tools like planners, apps, or even a simple checklist to keep tabs on your progress. Celebrate each completed task. These small victories, they add up and they will definitely keep you motivated. And the fourth thing, be flexible. Life happens, you know, shit happens, and sometimes things don't go as planned, but that's okay, you know? Be prepared to adjust your roadmap if necessary, but don't lose sight of your end goal. Number three, stay motivated. I know this is going to be hard because it's even hard for me sometimes. Staying motivated over the next few months is key. We all start out strong, but maintaining that energy can definitely be tough. Here's how to keep your fire burning. First, build a support system. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, whether it's a friend, a mentor, or even your own community. Having a support system can make all the difference. For example, my support system, my husband, my children, my mom, my mentor, as well as my community. Those are my people that uplift me. Now, I do have a few friends, they do the same thing. They uplift me too. I can't leave them hanging. But yes, that is my support system. The second thing, daily habits. Incorporate habits that keep you on track. This could be as simple as a morning routine that sets a positive tone for the day, or a nightly review of what you have accomplished during that day. Another thing, celebrate the small wins. Don't wait until you reach your final goal to celebrate. Acknowledge and reward yourself for the small steps along the way. Like the word says to not only celebrate the big wins, but also celebrate the small wins. Celebrate that win before, during, and after, okay? This could be treating yourself after completing a big task or taking a day off to recharge. Also, stay inspired. Keep your inspirational tank full. Listen to podcasts such as mine. Read books such as my book, I Choose Me, or Sis Find Your Power. You can also watch videos right here on YouTube. Whatever will keep you fired up and focused. And the last but not least, overcome obstacles. Now, let's be real. Every journey has its bumps. I had my bumps. Matter of fact, I've been bumping back and forth in between my business, and we're coming up on 4 years, December the 5th of this year. You're bound to face challenges, but it's how you deal with them that actually make the difference. First, anticipate the challenge. Think about what obstacles could or might come up and how you can prepare for them ahead of time. This could be time management issues, lack of resources, or even self-doubt. How do I anticipate my challenges? I pray. Before I do anything in my business, I always pray. I pray before I get started. I talk to God in the midst of it, and I pray thanking Him after for allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede and do what it needed to do, so that way I can be sure that what I'm doing is God's purpose, that I'm fulfilling the purpose that I'm supposed to be doing for God. That is how I anticipate all of my challenges, whether I can see it or whether I can't see it. All right, the second part is stay resilient. When no setbacks happen, and they will, don't doubt that it won't, because it will. Don't let them derail you. Instead, what you can do, use them as a learning experience. Ask yourself, What can I learn from this? And then keep it moving. Don't sit there. Keep moving. This is what I did. I sat in my setback for 2.5 years and missed out on 2.5 years of money, of purpose, of what could have happened to make my business soar to greater heights. And I, at one point, regretted it, but now I take it as a stepping stone. And because I take it as a stepping stone, I have learned how to bounce back a little bit faster. What did I do? I turned it over to God. He said, cast your cares on me so that I may fulfill your heart's desires. So that's what I did. I gave him everything and left it at the altar, and I decided to just take a step back and just go about my thing and do what needed to be done on my end. I decided to allow Jesus to do what he's supposed to do, and that's exactly what I did. And I continue to do that even so to this day. Now, what's another thing that we need to, you know, focus on? Managing our stress. Manage stress, okay? Stress is a common roadblock, but it doesn't have to stop you. It really don't. I tell my husband this all the time. Stop stressing, because God forbid if anything happens to you, that mess is still going to be here even when you're gone. It's just left for the next person to take care of, okay? All right. Incorporate your stress management techniques into your routine. Incorporate stress management techniques into your routine, like meditation, exercise, which I am a big exercise person, or even just taking a walk outside just to clear your head. And I do that a lot. Sometimes I just go outside, or I just leave the house and go into the store to clear my mind. Sometimes I even just sit out in the car after putting my son on the bus just to clear my mind so I know exactly what I need to do later on for the day. That's what I do. I also give another suggestion, one of my last suggestions, keep a positive mindset. Your mindset is everything. Stay focused on the positive and remind yourself, why did you even get started this business? What triggered you to say, I want to start a business, I want to work from home, I want to be better, I want to be with my kids? Because I'm going to tell you what my reason why I started. The reason why I started Coro, honestly, is because my husband has this business, Geeks and Greeks, and I was working the backside of his business, and I got jealous of all the money he was making. So I decided to start my own business, not just to make money, but also to become financially free, but also to generate generational wealth for my kids, and also to be at home for my kids while they're in high school. Now, I got one child that is in college. My son, he's graduating from high school this year. My daughter just recently graduated from high school, so she's in her freshman year now in college. And those times when I actually stayed at home for the last 4 years, I watched them grow up, but that's because I stayed at home. Not to be a stay-at-home mom, but to be a mompreneur. And I'm so glad that I was able to attend all of my daughter's field hockey games. I was able to attend their art shows. Everything dealing with them, I was able to attend because I decided this is the business that I created. And in order for me to keep this business going, these are the reasons why I started this business. Now, stay focused on the positive and remind yourself why you started, okay? When you hit a rough patch, reconnect with your why. The reason you set these goals in the first place. The best thing for you to do to actually reconnect with your why, grab a notebook. You can actually purchase one of my notebooks in my store. My spiral line notebooks are great. They're in 8.5 by 11 format. They are great for you to just jot down information. Go grab one of those notebooks and jot down your why. I actually have one, and I actually jot down everything that I do, the reason why I do what I do, the reason why I started my business, the reason why I want to accomplish X, Y, and Z. Because every time you need to go back to that notebook, you can actually see it, you can actually touch it, you can actually look over it, you can do everything with it. So definitely, definitely, write it down. Don't try to keep everything up here. Write it down. If you're not a physical type of person that wants to keep a notebook because you got notebooks stacked everywhere, that's even better. Go digital. Get a digital notebook and put your information in your digital notebook. If you are an iPhone user, put it in your notes. You should see my notes on my iPhone. It's actually taking up space. But I even have my why in my notes in my iPhone. My husband keeps his why in his notes in his Samsung. And yeah, he got an Android. Let's call a spade a spade. In his Android. And I can reference back to it whether I'm on my MacBook, whether I'm on both of my iPads, whether I'm on my iPhone. I can always see exactly how to overcome these different obstacles that my mind can put me through, or I can physically put myself through. But I promise you, when you reconnect with your why, everything will make sense. We'll be right back with our closing remarks. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of the episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions that you need answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro is a Crush. You can email me at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. You can also comment down below right here on YouTube, on our YouTube channel at Coro is a Crush. Or you can now leave us a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have a voicemail that you can leave your messages on. I want y'all to go to my website, Coro is a Crush Podcast. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click on send me a voice message. I would definitely love to hear from y'all. Now it's time for our closing remarks. As we jump back into this new season, remember that the end of the year is a prime time to reflect, refocus, and recharge. By setting clear goals and staying committed, you can end 2024 on a high note and set yourself up for even greater success in the year ahead. All right, it is time for our prayer. If there's someone on your heart that you'd like me to lift up for you, feel free to send me a message on any of my social media platforms, and I'll include their name in our prayer. If you're at work or on the road, please stay safe as we take a moment to bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for this opportunity to gather together in your name. Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the challenges of our lives. Help us to remain strong in our faith, to trust in your plan, and to find peace in your presence. We lift those up who are struggling today, whether it's with health, finances, relationships, or any other burden. May your healing hand touch them, bringing comfort and strength. Surround them with your love and remind them that they are never alone. Lord, we ask for protection over our loved ones, especially those who are facing difficult times. Please provide them with the courage to overcome their obstacles and the faith to trust in your timing. As we continue on our journey, may we be a light to those around us, sharing your love and grace in all that we do. Keep us grounded in your truth, Father, and guide us to make decisions that honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in to our season premiere of Coro is a Crush. I am so excited to be back with you, and I can't wait to dive into more empowering content with y'all this season. You can find the full show notes from today's episode on my website at coroandcompany.com. corandcomp.com. Once again, that is corandcompany.com. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends. Let's connect on Instagram at Coro is a Crush. And if you follow us, I'll give you a shout out on my feed. If you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a review. Let's make this season a journey to remember. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. Like, follow, and subscribe to our Coro is a Crush podcast channel right here on YouTube. Until next time, I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.